This is Jenny Chen from Video Therapeutics. Today, I would like to share with you our recent results regarding biomarker development for VT1021, a first-in-class therapeutic agent that reprograms the tumor microenvironment. The Video Therapeutics team has been assessing potential biomarkers to better understand the impact of VT1021 on the tumor microenvironment. For this presentation, we'll be focusing on the development of thrombosis bundle 1 or TSB1 as a clinical pharmacodynamic biomarker for VT1021. In the left panel, VT1021 and its MOA is summarized. VT1021 is a cyclic peptide derived from prosposin and was tested in a phase 1 study in solid tumor indications. Previous in vivo studies demonstrated that VT1021 inhibits tumor growth while stimulation of p53 and TSB1 in MDSCs. The induction of TSB1 in MDSCs reprograms the tumor microenvironment from one that is immunosuppressive and tumor-promoting to one that activates the adaptive immune system and is tumor-inhibiting. In addition, the induction of TSB1 induces apoptosis in tumor cells via its cell surface receptors CD36 and CD47. Here we report on the utility of TSB1 as a pharmacodynamic biomarker and its correlation with clinical response. To test if TSB1 is induced by VT1021, PBMCs, platelets, and plasma samples were collected from evaluable subjects across multiple indications in the phase 1 clinical study. In figure 1, the median fold induction of TSB1 protein is higher in PBMCs compared to platelet and to plasma samples after treatment with VT1021. There is a twofold or greater induction of TSB1 protein in PBMCs across multiple indications. To confirm TSB1 induction by VT1021, RNA was isolated from whole blood samples and transcript levels were measured by quantitative RT-PCR. Figure 1D shows a greater than threefold induction of TSB1 mRNA in subjects with GBM and pancreatic cancer. And slightly less than threefold induction was observed in other indications. Taken together, these results indicate that TSB1 is induced by VT1021 and is a potential pharmacodynamic biomarker. To determine if induction of TSB1 correlated with clinical response, we compare the TSB1 levels to responses of patients. As we can see in figure 2, GBM subjects with complete responses or partial responses had higher basal levels of TSB1 protein compared to subjects that were either stable or progressive disease. These results were confirmed by measuring the expression of TSB1 by quantitative RT-PCR. In figure 3A, we can see the basal level expression of TSB1 mRNA from the subjects with pancreatic cancer is 6.9-fold in stable disease subjects compared to a 2.6-fold change in progressive disease subjects. The result is consistent when the TSB1 is measured by ELISA, seen here in figure 3B, where the median induction of TSB1 protein is higher in SD subjects compared to PD subjects. To confirm VT1021 directly induces TSB1 expression in MDSCs within the tumor microenvironment, immunostaining of tumor biopsy samples with TSB1 and CD11B, a marker for MDSCs, was performed. As shown in figure 4, representative images from a subject with pancreatic cancer show increased co-localization of TSB1 and CD11B in on-study samples, supporting the MOA of VT1021 to induce TSB1 expression in a tumor microenvironment. For more data regarding the effect of VT1021 on the tumor microenvironment, please visit poster 369. Taken together based on the both protein MRI levels, TSB1 induction has the potential to be a useful pharmacodynamic biomarker for VT1021 in multiple types of solid tumors. The predictive and prognostic utility coupled with the ability to measure levels in peripheral blood makes TSB1 a powerful biomarker to assess and predict clinical response to VT1021.